First of all, I want to say happy 65th anniversary to Nigeria. Yeah, Nigeria. Today is Nigeria's Independence Day. Can you believe it? You know, so I am going to take special prayer for Nigeria. I happen to be here today. You know, I don't know when I have been in Nigeria on the 1st of October. I can't remember when. Maybe 1981. No, actually, in 1981, I wasn't there. I think 1980 was probably the last time that I was in this country on October 1. So this is really good, you know, that I'm here, you know. It's kind of like the, you know, wherever, you know, the presence of the children of God are, the glory of God will be there as well. The divine ark follows us everywhere, you know. So I am here. This country is blessed because I'm here today on a day such as this. Can you imagine that? And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's actually October 1st and I'm actually here. And I remembered, you know, those of you who are from Nigeria, and we should talk about Nigeria because there are a lot of Nigerians in this platform, you know. Bear with us, those of you who are not. But, you know, the we should talk about it because this, you know, it's like the presence of the divine ark is here. Because, you know, the presence was here. But I also brought that presence with me. Everywhere the ark went, that was a great blessing. And I believe that, you know, since we are here, and I'm here, and I'm a favorite child of blessing, like we were talking about yesterday. You know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, the election of grace, how God chooses. And I was going to continue that today, and I think I will for a little bit too, because there's something I want to talk about. But let me just get this one out of my system. You know, being here, being a child of blessing, I bring blessing to this country. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make a prophetic declaration over this land. Hallelujah. That I'm here. Any one of you who are Nigerians are on this platform, you key in onto this for this country today, because today marks the 65th and independence anniversary of this country. But this country is not independent yet, but it will be. Somebody reminded me yesterday, I was supposed to have an appointment with somebody, go somewhere, passport office or whatever today. And then they called me and reminded me that, oh, it is October 1st, tomorrow. And the government offices will not be open. I said, oh my goodness, it's Independence Day. And I said, well, I said, Nigeria will be independent again. Praise the Lord. So we're here to make Nigeria great again. Somebody wants to make America great again. Well, you know, God is going to make Nigeria great again. And I'm prophesying over this country right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, a man of God, he stood in this place. I think it was in the 70s. And he prophesied over this nation. And I was there. I heard some part of it, you know. He said, you know, I think I went to a camp meeting that he was in 1972. You know, those of you who are from old school might remember a man of God called Papa Elton. And he prophesied and said, anyone that leaves this country in the next few years is going to miss the greatest revival this country ever saw. I heard that one myself. It's not that somebody told me, he said so. I was there. I heard it. And I changed my plans. I was trying to go overseas for, you know, to go to the university and so forth overseas. I was actually thinking of that, pursuing, you know, admissions, because it was, you know, it was about time for me to leave the, you know, the high school era and go to university. But that pronunciation caused me to change my mind. And give me a minute.
Sorry, you're on mute. I'm not sure if you know.
Yes, you know, I went on mute for just a minute. I needed to talk to somebody here real quickly. So that pronunciation caused me to change my mind about going abroad at the time. And I am so glad till this day that I heard that prophecy and believed it and acted on it. And I stayed behind. And guess what? I experienced, you know, an incredible outpouring of the Spirit that was moving that in the country at that time. And I was privileged to experience part of it. And I think till this day, this very day, I don't believe that, you know, I've experienced anything quite like it yet. Now, that same man of God also prophesied, and that took place back then. In fact, it was exactly like he said. And the next 2 or 3 years from the time that prophecy was given, there was an incredible moving of God, you know, across the nation, some major cities, among students, college students, high school students, everywhere. You know, mostly among the youth. It wasn't too much that filtered out to the much older generation, but it was powerful. And I believe the youth impacted and took this country then. That was our first prophecy. The second one that he gave was this one was reported to me. I didn't hear it firsthand, but I believe the reports. Scripture says, who has believed the report of the Lord? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know, I believe the report. This part I didn't hear firsthand, but it was also reported that he also said that the country would go into, you know, after a short period of prosperity and so forth, the country would really tank. I mean, like bottom up, you know, with all kinds of problems for a long time. But eventually, after a long time, we'll rise again. You know, it's like, you know, the city where I live in Arizona is actually called Phoenix. And there is this myth they have of the Phoenix bird that rises from the ashes every 2,000 years. You know, it's a myth. You know, I don't know if it, you know, means anything, but it's significant because, in fact, that phoenix bird is a kind of eagle. You know, it's a special kind of eagle. So when you see it, those of you who know the significance of the eagle, it's significant. It's a regal bird. I mean, he's really something to look at, you know. And the myth has it that the legend and the myth has it that this bird dies after 2,000 years, rises from the ashes. It's amazing. Anyway, yeah, that's what they say. So, and it hasn't been 2,000 years, you know. In fact, I think it's been, you know, 50-something years since, you know, the revival that we were talking about passed. And this country started to tank and go down and down and downhill. But the word of prophecy said, after a number of years of this country really looking bad and all kinds of stuff happening, it will rise again and be great again. Ha! You know, so I stand here today to repeat that prophecy. You know, some of those prophets in the Bible, you know, they used to repeat, you know, like Elijah will prophesy something and then one man from the school of prophets will take it and then just prophesy, you know, over, you know, Ahab and the rest of them, and add his own to it. Well, so, you know, I'm going to take that prophecy and I will add my own to it, you know, because the word of the Lord is in my mouth for this country. Glory to God. And today, being the first day of month 10, of this year, 2025, being the 65th anniversary of this country, I prophesy that this country is rising from the ashes. That's right. And if you don't know what ashes mean, you know, those of you who saw this house, this country in its former glory, like Haggai said, how many of you are here today that saw this house? I mean, this country was the place to be, you know, many years ago, the 70s and even in the early 80s, before the whole thing started to tank. People from everywhere. I mean, we had a teaching hospital here in this city that I'm in right now called Ibadan, which was the pride of Africa. You know, people came from everywhere. We had universities that were the pride of Africa. They were like, I mean, Ivy schools, you know, went to this. I mean, that it was just the place. People from neighboring countries sent their children to go to school here. This is the truth. Those of you who are older, you know this. But after some years, the reverse happened. This country became so bad that people were going away from the country to go seek education elsewhere. But that was then. This is now. Hallelujah. If I have some Nigerians in the house, let them say amen to this. That's right. Because amen. That was then, but this is now. Can I get an amen from Nigerians that are in the house?
And amen. Because
something, we are on the brink of something great. Now, there's another great revival that's coming. You know, this thing that was prophesied that will come again, that Nigeria will rise again. You know, I prophesy today that, you know, it'll be paralleled with another revival like we had in the 70s. That's right. Now, we don't want this country to be great without a revival. What good is it? You know, and let me tell you, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, there was a vision, you know, that was given to the man of God. And as he was looking at that, they were going him, taking him deeper and deeper and deeper into that water. And he was having that experience, ankle deep, knee deep, loin deep, shoulder deep, over his head and so forth. Well, the scripture said that river, when he came to a point, when he was at the point where the thing was over his head, I mean, it's like, I mean, this stuff that's happening here is over our head. I mean, people have lost their minds. I mean, you know, there's just nothing happening except for the 0.00001% of the population that are doing well. But this country, it's a favored country. I was born here, for crying out loud. Because I was born in this country is blessed. Did you know that? That's the way I see myself, because I'm of a goodly heritage. I don't know what you guys think about yourself, but I was born in this country. That makes this country great, because I have a goodly heritage. And I am back by the grace of God on this Independence Day for this. I mean, this is significant. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even know about it until yesterday. I mean, I knew, but wasn't thinking about it until yesterday. And I said, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful opportunity for me to speak over this land. God told Ezekiel some things and he spoke. And what I wanted to say was that river that he finally saw, he said, look, every place that that river gets to will be healed. Ha! Glory to God. And there will be a great multitude of fish. That's right. So that's the prophecy that I am putting over this country today, that coming soon. Great revival breaking out everywhere. Now, this is true revival. I'm not talking about prosperity and stuff that they've been doing and preaching for years, which never worked. Now, we're talking about great, you know, great heart-crunching revival that bringing people to their knees. Hallelujah. The words of Isaiah 45, verse 8, I prophesy over this nation, you know, that everywhere, this river that's coming out of my belly right now, that's flowing out of my belly. That's what Jesus said. He that believeth me, John 7:37, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers of living water. Now, this rivers of living water, hear my voice, you Nigeria. As I stand upon this land, you hear my voice. This thing coming out of my belly today is going to reach everywhere. That's right. He said, you know, the Lord said, you know, that river will bring healing. Glory to God. Healing. Glory to God. And everywhere, he said, they shall be healed. Listen to this. And it shall come to pass. Ezekiel 47 and verse 9. That every living thing which moveth, whithersoever this river shall come, shall leave. And there shall be a great multitude of fish. Glory to God. That's coming out of those waters and are coming to the Lord in this country. And he said, look, whithersoever these waters shall come, the waters will get there because this waters, this great multitude is coming because these waters will get there and they shall be healed. Everything I live where the river shall come shall be healed. There's going to be healing in this land. Hallelujah. There's going to be healing. It's God, it's time. That's it. You know, it's time. Glory to God. And I'm glad and I give glory and praise to God that I am a witness to this. And God instituted his timing perfectly in destiny that I will be in this land on this day. I don't know when last I was here on such a day. So I declare by the word of the Lord, let this nation arise. Glory to God. Let this nation, let the incense of praise arise again from this nation. Glory to God. And here is the word of the Lord unto Nigeria. Nigeria, hear the word of the Lord. The heavens and the earth are now, you know, combining together to give complete deliverance and bring healing to this land. In the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 8, this is the word of the Lord over this country that he has put in my mouth. Drop down, ye heavens. Hallelujah. You know, in Isaiah 45, 11, in this same chapter, the Lord said, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Well, I think heavens are the work of his hands. I think the earth is the work of his hand. And because he said, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Well, let me raise my voice and say, drop down, ye heavens, from above. Glory to God. And let the skies pour down righteousness over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the earth open up. Glory to God. And let them bring forth salvation. For all the corners of this nation. To the east, I prophesy. To the west, I prophesy. To the south, I prophesy. To the north, I prophesy. Let salvation, righteousness, let spring up together. For I, the Lord, has created it, saith the Lord. That's it. The word of the Lord is for Nigeria and today. And Nigeria will be independent again. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, wow, well, we need to pray that Nigeria be independent. And the Spirit of God said, no. Well, you should pray. He said, but you got to prophesy. You got to prophesy to the wind. You got to prophesy to, you know, the dead bones. You got to speak it. Not just pray. You got to prophesy it. Glory to God. And I said, well, yeah, you know, prophesy. I can do that. Glory to God. The word is in my belly. And it's also in my mouth. Say, well, you don't need to go look for Jesus in the grave. He's not there. You don't need to bring him down from heaven. The word is in your mouth, according to Romans chapter 10. Speak the word. So I speak the word over this nation in Jesus' name. Lord, let the forces of heaven say, prophesy to the heavens. Okay? Well, let the heavens drop down. Glory to God. Let the skies pour down righteousness. I pray and I prophesy over this land in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let righteousness spring forth together. Glory to God. I speak it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord that prophesied through that great man of God, prophesied the first thing, it came to pass. Prophesied the second thing, it's happening again. And I am so blessed that I'm a part of it. Praise God. I was a part of the first one, and I'll be a part of the second one too, by the grace of God. And here is the word of the Lord to those of you that saw this house in its former glory. The Lord says to tell you that how does it look like in your eyes now over the last 40 years or 50 or whatever? Did it not look like a dump? yeah. Well, you know, that was then something new. Just like the phoenix bird now rising from its ashes. Glory to God. This nation, God is going to make this nation great again. And it will be the center of attraction. And it's happening already. There's groundwork being laid. I mean, there's a lot of evil happening. But Isaiah 59:19 tells us that when there's so much evil, there is a way that God will have to deal with it, right? The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Glory to God. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, enemy has overrun this country for years. Glory to God. But this is time. You know, the children of Israel, 400 plus years, they suffered. We, you know, thank God Nigeria hasn't suffered that long, but 65 years is enough. Praise God. True independence. I prophesy true independence over this nation in Jesus' name. And those of you who are even remotely connected to Nigeria, you will receive this witness in your heart that it is time. And I want everybody to begin to bless this nation. Bless this nation in your heart. Say, like you do in America, God bless Nigeria. Say it all the time. I mean, anywhere you go, say God bless Nigeria. I don't want to hear anybody say any negative thing against Nigeria from this time on. You speak positive things. Hallelujah. Say, my heart is indicting a good matter. You know, I see beautiful things concerning Nigeria. You speak the beautiful things. Speak these things. Speak them. Speak life. Hallelujah. And it's coming. And we, you know, very soon, we're going to be inviting people to come to Nigeria. Because it's going to be a place. And, you know, it's happening already. We came here a few days ago. You know, I traveled to this country with an expired passport. The last time I traveled to this place with an expired passport, I think I came to bury my mom or somebody, something, years ago. Somebody was hassling me because I had an expired passport. And I'm like, you hassling me because I have an expired passport? And I'm a Nigerian, and I'm coming to my own home country. You know, so now I'm no pushover for anybody. I'm an easygoing guy, but don't poke the bear. So this guy tried to hassle me, and I gave it straight to him. Gave him a piece of my mind. I raised my voice in the airport so everybody heard. And everybody joined me and lambasted the guy. I said, well, this is the reason why those of us who are Nigerians don't want to come home when we live abroad. Because we come to our own country and you harass us. Instead of welcoming with open hands. You see my name. I'm a Nigerian. Passport or not, this is my country. And everybody started to clap. Yeah. You know, so. But look, I came this time around. My goodness. Expired passport and all. And this was a sign that God showed me. Expired passport. Not a single word. In fact, it was just so welcoming. Everybody was just so gracious. I mean, you know, all they wanted to see was, hey, you know, your luggage tags, you have the right luggage. And they were, everybody was helpful. Nobody asked any questions about your passport is expired. Nobody said anything about, well, you have all this. We had like, I don't know. I had to count the number of luggages we had, you know, to keep them straight, you know. And nobody said anything. And I said, my goodness, this place is changing. Glory to God. Well, I know it was the favor and grace of God, but it's also changing because I was not the only person experiencing it that day. So, you know, it is changing. So that's good news for you. And I always bring good news anytime I go to this country because he said, look, as pouring cold water, you know, onto someone that's thirsty, so is good news from a far country. Hallelujah. I bring good news from this far country. For all of you Nigerians who are in diaspora, that's what they call it here. If you're abroad, you're in America, you're in England, you're in Canada. We have many of those like that in this platform. I bring you good news. Mark this day down. And then there is something else that's going down today. So let me talk about walking with God. This is also going down today. Isn't that great? Today is the third year anniversary of walking with God. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. And 3 years ago, October 1, 2022, I think, the Lord allowed us to start this room on a daily basis. Before that, here a little, there a little, you know, but then on that day, and this is the scripture that we read on that day that the Lord gave. I'm going to read it to us again, you know, to mark this day. In Genesis chapter 8, you know, as I remember the day, the Lord also remembered Noah and every living thing. And, you know, that flood has been going on 150 days and all that, getting close to that, you know, and the Lord remembered him, you know, and something began to happen, you know. The waters began to recede. They were assuaged, right? The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. You know, enough already of this indignation that pouring out upon the land. It's enough. Huh? Hallelujah. You know, and the rain from heaven that was destroying everything, the vegetation, the plant life, the animal life, everything, human life, destroying them. The rain from heaven, the destroyer stopped. Enough already. Glory to God. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. Wow. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters from that time began to decrease continually until the 10th month. Glory to God. So something has been going on in the background here for this country. And something has been going on. And this was the nation. This was the nation where God raised me up. And this was the word that God gave for walking with God. And he said, for all of us, I'm not talking about Nigeria now, everybody, on the 10th month, that's right, in that 10th month, on the first day of the month, such as this. Glory to God. You know, the word of God is beautiful for every situation. You can take it and use it. Now, on the 10th day, I mean, on the 10th month, the first day of that 10th month, such as it is today, the tops of the mountains became visible again. Woo-hoo! I prophesied over this nation. And I prophesied over everyone, their life that is in here. The things that have looked like mountains that you could not, you know, climb, you could not surmount, you know, these were like mountains, you know, I mean, insurmountable mountains. You couldn't even see the top of the mountain. Well, one time the Lord explained it to me this way, you know, it's like a parable and a vision and a thing and so forth. Standing beneath underneath a very large mountain, you can't see the top because of the gradient, the line of sight. Because you know, if you're standing right beneath a very tall building, you can't see the top, you know, because you just can't see that high because of the line of sight. Well, but if you move far away enough that the gradient and line of sight is more relaxed, you know, then you can see the top of that hill or that mountain or that tall building. And then guess what? When I was standing beneath the mountain completely oversized me. I mean, outsized me and so forth. I was like, oh my goodness. Well, that old great mountain, I can't do this. And I also said, well, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, when I stood back far enough, I said, well, not far enough. Stand by a little more. I stood back far enough. I lift up your eyes and see. Woohoo! Now I lift up my eyes and I saw and I looked. And here was this mountain that looked so big when I was right at the foot of the mountain. Couldn't see nothing. Couldn't see the top. But now, standing back far enough, I can see with the gradient, the line of sight, to see the top of the mountain. And guess what? What did I see? There was this colossal figure. Woohoo! As a colossal figure. I mean, he's got 1 foot astride the mountain. And another foot astride that mountain, and he's so huge. And he had on his name and on his virtue, you know, a name written, the Lord of this mountain. The Lord God is God of this mountain also, over this mountain also, something like that. And I say, oh my goodness, the thing that I thought was so huge, so insurmountable, all of a sudden, you know, that this colossal figure completely dwarfed that mountain, just dwarfed it. And the Lord said, yes, you know, see what I've done to this mountain. So will I do to every mountain in your life. Glory to God. Let me prophesy to the people that are in this room today, that today being the first day of the 10th month in your life, the top of the mountains will be visible. Can I get an amen from somebody? The top amen. Of the mountains will be amen. Visible for you as well. Now that means there's something that you are trying to climb, climbing a slippery hill. You keep falling down. You're trying to get to the top. You keep falling down. You just can't get to the top. Well, that was then. Today is a new day. On this day, the top of that mountain becomes visible. Glory to God. Now, that was the message God gave 3 years ago. Some of you were here with us when we started. And that was the message. And how so appropriate that today, you know. And so I put that, I changed my profile there. I found one that said 3 years. I said, well, congratulations, walking with God. So I put one out there. And I asked my wife to put it out there too. And if you want to use it, well, I posted it in the Walking with God platform. You know, go ahead and use it. It's great. You know, so it is the third anniversary for, and can you believe it? 3 years running every single day. I mean, we're not talking about one a week now. You know, we're not talking about one a week. You know, we're talking about every single day we have been on this platform since October 1, 2022. I think we ought to give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. I give a shout to the Lord. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus, everybody. Glory to God. Because Jesus, he has done it. He has done it. And this is all about him. It's not about us. We just got to do what he says to do. Glory to God. So I thank God Almighty for walking with God. Praise God. And, you know, thank God for the years in ministry. Thank God for the days in ministry on this platform. If I count the number of days, the number of sermons I've preached on this platform since October 1, 2022. Is actually outnumbers the number of sermons I preached at GMI Church, you know, and GMI Church started in 2006, you know, 2006. Can you believe it? You know, 19 years already this December. And the number of sermons I preached on this platform in 3 years, it far exceeds what I preached over there, because over there, it's like, you know, once a week, that kind of thing. And then we have so many different pastors who kind of rotate and let everybody preach and so on and so forth. You know, preaching here, walking here every day. So I'm giving glory to God for the grace. And Paul said, look, I do not frustrate the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am. You know, and who, what am I? Your servant. He said, we preach not ourselves, you know, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And we, your servants, for his sake. That's all. That's what we are. No, it's not about me. It's about you. This is your day to celebrate also. And for every one of you that has been here with us from the beginning, this is something I want to release for you today. I want to release the crossing of the hands for you today. Glory to God. Now, this was going to be my message from yesterday when I was talking about election of grace. And I said, I'll talk about the crossing of hands, you know, but somehow when I figured out that it was going to be October 1 and thinking in my head and Holy Spirit dropping some things, I said, wow, I got to do this October 1 thing, especially for Nigeria and for walking with God. And it's so appropriate. So I did that first. But now let me do the crossing of hands for you. Glory to God. You know, this is for you. I want to read you a story in Genesis chapter 48. I want to read it for you. This is the place where we saw you know, a demonstration of the crossing of hands. And I'll tell you what it means. You know, I alluded to it a little bit yesterday, you know, what it really meant. But I want to read it to you today, and I'm going to prophesy over people that are in this room today for the crossing of hands. Now, if I don't finish it, I may come back and do it tomorrow. I didn't know I was going to do all this October 1st thing today. Yesterday, I wasn't thinking about that. So that took a lot of time, but I want to do this part. So here we go. In Genesis chapter 48, there is a story, and I am sure many people know this story. So I'm just going to pick up the story, not go into all the background. But Israel, when he finally came to Egypt, his name was Jacob, also called Israel. Bible says in verse 8 of Genesis 48 that he beheld Joseph's sons. And he asked Joseph, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, these are my sons whom God has given me in this place. And Jacob said, well, bring them to me, you know, that I may bless them. See, now, that's what Jacob said. Bring these sons to me that I may bless them. So as soon as Joseph heard that, you know, now, he's thinking in his head what he needs to do to put the blessing upon his sons in the right order. Now, at this time, we're told that Jacob's eyes were dim for age, you know, now 140 something or whatever. I don't know how old he is at this point, many years. I could not see. So, as Joseph brought them near to him, he embraced them. And he kissed them. And he said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God has showed me also this kindness, that today I see your seed. And Joseph, you know, brought them from out of his knees, and he bowed. He, you know, humbled himself before his dad and so forth. So Joseph now, you know, is now ready. He wants the blessing over his children now. First thing, Jacob hasn't laid hands on anybody. He just embraced them and kissed them. And so Joseph brought them out of, and now I want you to bless them. Now look at what Joseph did. You know, he took them out and put Ephraim. Now remember, Ephraim, right, in his left hand. And Ephraim in Joseph's right hand towards Israel's left hand. Now he's facing Israel, right? Bringing his children. So his right will be to the other man's left, and his left will be to the other man's right. So he's arranging the kids, put the younger on his right hand. So when he brings it to Jacob, it will be on Jacob's left. Okay? And put Manasseh, who is the older, put the Manasseh in his left hand and brought him towards Jacob's right hand. So you can just picture that, okay? Because he wants Jacob to put his right hand upon the elder. But that's how it is in Israel. The elder has the birthright. It's got the birthright. You can't skip that. They don't want that. Put it on the older. So when he did that, now remember, Jacob's eyes were dim at this time. He had to feel the children. When they brought them, he felt them, you know, on his lap, you know, and he put his hand around them. Joseph brought them out, arranged them in the order in which he wants them to be blessed. See, this is what Joseph is thinking in his head. This is the older and must be blessed by the right hand. This is the younger, must be blessed by the left hand. So he did that. Now, but here's what Israel did. Israel stretched out his right hand, which should have been to Joseph's left hand. I mean, just stretch out your hand like this. Joseph already arranged the boys to make it easy for Jacob to just put his right hand on the one that's older and his left hand on the one that's younger. But Jacob, his eyes being dim, not able to see, crossed his hands. Glory to God. He crossed his hands. He would not put his right hand on the one that Joseph guided to his right hand. He turned his hand to the other side and put it on the other boy and put his left hand on the older. And he crossed his hands like that. That's why I call this the crossing of the hands. You know, and I said, wow. And Joseph protested. He said, not so. You know, this one is the older one. You know, so he protested. You know, and Jacob said, oh, I know. Glory to God. I know. You know, but this one here is going to be greater. Let's read it. Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was younger, and put his left hand on the older, guiding his hands wittingly. So he knew what he was doing. Okay. And Manasseh was the firstborn, but he guided his right hand, which was supposed to be the blessing to put on the firstborn. He switched it, put it over on the other guy. And, you know, and he blessed them and said, God, before whom my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, did walk, the God who led me, fed me all this long, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless these lads. Let my name be upon them. And so he claimed them for himself. So, well, you know, let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth and so forth. And then, you know, put my blessing on them. And this, you know, these ones will be named after me. Huh? Other children that you have after this, they're yours. But these ones, they're mine. Praise God. You know, and when Joseph saw his father raise his right hand upon the head of the younger, it displeased him. And he protested. And he took his father's hand, tried to remove it from Ephraim's head, to put it on Manasseh's head. Because he thought his father, you know, this is a blind old man, doesn't know what he's doing. You know, and Joseph said to the father, not so. You know, we don't do that. You know, this is the firstborn. You put your right hand on him. Now, this one, you can bless him with the lesser blessing. He's the younger one. And Jacob said, I know it, my son. I know it. But, you know, Manasseh will be great also. But this one will be greater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the crossing of the hands. And at one time, actually, because of this thing that Jacob did, God actually called Ephraim at one time, say, Ephraim is my firstborn. Ephraim was never his firstborn. But, you know, hey, this Joseph, at this moment in his life, he was a prophet. And the Bible says, Jacob leaning upon his staff, blessed by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, Jacob leaning upon his staff, blessed his children. And every word that came out of him upon those stripes were the same. The same thing for these two boys. Whatever he said at that time was a prophet and under the anointing. And it was so. Praise God. Now, I am going to prophesy a crossing of the hands blessing over some of you here today. Actually, anybody who can receive it. Especially when you say, well, you know, and you think you don't deserve that. Well, God, this, what God does is not because of what you deserve. Well, if you, what is what we deserve, we will all, you know, be destroyed and, you know, perish from him. Because all we deserve is his wrath and his judgment, but not anymore. Christ took care of that. We don't deserve that anymore. God has no longer appointed us unto wrath. So, you know, now some people may still say, well, I'm a sinner, I'm a this. Well, no, you're not. You are now a redeemed saint of God. If you have committed your life to Christ and you've been washed by his blood, you're not a sinner anymore. Don't you say that now. That's doing despite to the blood of Christ. Don't be doing that anymore. You know, we are not sinners anymore. So, now, Christ has made us worthy. Praise God. But, you know, in natural things, sometimes you may think, well, I'm not worthy. Well, you know, everything is passing me over. I mean, and so forth. Well, today, I am going to use the prophetic crossing of hands to bring upon your life that which you thought you couldn't even get. You know, Ephraim wasn't asking for it. He was just a young boy. Father was just grabbing him, bringing him to be blessed by the grandfather. But, you know, God knew what he was doing. Now, of course, that blessing came upon Ephraim, but it was Ephraim's responsibility to keep that blessing. Now, I've taught in this platform generational blessings that are put upon the younger generation because of the godly parents But it's the responsibility of the younger that received that blessing to keep it. Well, Ephraim didn't always keep it. Went a whoring after some time. And God was angry with him. But on this moment, got the blessing, which really he wasn't his to get. Well, just like Jacob. Well, we know that in the case of Jacob, he was a supplanter and his mother, two of them colluded to cheat Esau out of the blessing. Well, but God had a hand in it because God already said the younger will be greater than the elder. The elder will serve the younger and so on. So, and it played out. But in this case, Ephraim wasn't trying to do anything. You know, it was just there. And God, you know, switched the hands and put a blessing on them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put the blessing of the right hand upon you. The right hand has significance. I'm going to give you some scriptures for Bible study. Maybe I'll expand upon this tomorrow. We'll see. But here are some scriptures for Bible study about God's right hand. Psalm 16 and verse 11 talks about God's right hand. Psalm 44 verse 3. And I'm just going to give you these verses. I'll talk about them some tomorrow maybe. 44 verse 3. Psalm 98 and verse 1. Psalm 110 and verse 1. And Revelation chapter 5 verse 1. Now, of all these ones, where we talk about his right hand adorned valiantly and all these things and so forth. His right hand, you know, got the victory and all of that. Of all these scriptures, Revelation 5 1 is the greatest. In his right hand was the book, which was the title deed. Whoever gets this thing out of his right hand gets it all. So a declaration was made. Nobody was found but the Christ. Glory to God. He stepped forward and he got it. But he was in his right hand. He was not in his left hand. He was his right hand. That book was in his right hand. There's a significance to the right hand, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's not just, you know, it wasn't just theatrics. Significance to it. Now, so that's about the right hand. Now, Jesus himself spoke about the crossing of the hands in a way. This is how Jesus said it. He called it, hey, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 30. And also Matthew chapter 20 and verse 16. I love this chapter 20 and verse 16. I love the story there. There's a parable of the late hour workers, right? Some people came very early in the day. They spent hours, you know, maybe they came as early as, I don't know, maybe 9 a.m. They walked till 5 p.m. They are born the heat of the day. Well, the master contracted with them for a penny. He said, look, you go walk in my vineyard, I'll give you a penny. At the end of the day, they said, cool. And they went. Then 1 hour to the end of the day, day ends at 6 p.m. So 5 p.m., the master goes out, finds some people just idle. So why are you guys idle? I said, nobody has hired us. I said, okay, fine. You go into my vineyard. There's only 1 hour left. You go walk. Whatever is right, I will give you. There's no contract. It's just, I'll give you whatever. So they go. So 1 hour later, the guys who have been walking since the past 9 or so hours, they come to be paid. These guys who have walked just 1 hour, the sun's already gone down, come to be paid. Master says to, the man who's dishing out the payments, you know, the bursary officer, or whatever you call it, says, start with the last. So they called up people that came for 1 hour, hands them everyone a penny. Oh, so the people that started and have been there for like 10 hours or 9 hours or whatever, they're rejoicing in their heart that these people that did 1 hour, they got what we were told we would get. So we will get 9 times that amount because we've been here 9 hours and they've only been here 1 hour. That's what they were thinking. So Jesus himself spoke about this crossing of hands blessing, you know. But when they came, he gave them also one penny, just like the rest. And they were grumbling in their hearts. These ones have only been there 1 hour. But we are born the heat of the day, and you're making them equal with us? And the master says to them, friend, I do thee no wrong. Did thou not agree with me for a penny? Say, yeah. It's about, you know, I mean, you know, that was before you hired people who work for 1/8 of the time I did. He said, no, I do thee no wrong. I'm giving you what I agreed with you. Take that is thine and go thy way. And let not your eye be evil because I am good. You know, I have the right to give to this one same as you. You know, and this is mine to do. I will do as I please with it. Glory to God. And Jesus ends the parable by saying, well, the kingdom of God is like this as well. That's how he started. And, you know, those who are last can be first, and those who are first can be last. What does that mean for you today? But let me prophesy to everyone that's in this room that those, you know, when, if you look at things, you know, in the natural, sometimes we look at things, oh, people got started way ahead of you. Even in the ministry, don't worry about it, especially in the ministry. Look, the Lord, if he called you late and you did faithfully for that 1 hour, he will bless you the same as those he called a long time ago and they walked and did faithfully. It's all the same. Same blessing. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You've been a good and faithful servant. Same exact blessing. Whether it was 5 that produced 5 or 2 that produced 2, you know, it's the same blessing. So don't be thinking about that. But sometimes we look like, well, my life has been delayed. I married late. I had children late, or I'm not yet married, or I'm not having children, or this and this and that. Don't you worry about it. Today, I say, you know, that the Lord says the first shall be the last. The last, especially, shall be the first. Because God has a way. I call him the 11th hour master rewarder. He has a way that even in the 11th hour, he can change and mix things up. And God likes to mix things up. He doesn't like anybody to take him for granted. He doesn't like people to think they figured him out. No. So, you know, if you have figured out that the angel moves the water and you are the first one to get in and you get healed, well, one day Jesus is going to come there and change things up. And say, well, today we're not doing that. Today you are going to be healed regardless of that one. Whether it's time for that or not. You know, so God likes to mix things up, you know. And so today I want to mix things up a little bit for you. And I declare over everyone that's in this room today that say, well, you know, my lot is forgotten. The Lord has forgotten me. I'm last. No, you are not. I say you are first. Glory to God. Because God said the last shall be the first. So Jesus spoke about this also. And I may talk about this some more tomorrow if the Lord allows me. There is also the story of the prodigal son and many things. Let me leave some of these stories till tomorrow because I look at time. Time is fast spent. I want to tell you today, by the grace of God, that you can receive a blessing. There is it's like a dual, but even triple blessing that oozing out, you know, from me today by the grace of God. See, what? You know, what does a microphone do? A microphone is not the source of anything, but it's an amp, you know, like the amplifier system and all that. It's only what is already said that it can amplify. The Lord gave the word, Psalm 68, verse 11. Yeah, grace company. But God already gave the word. This is not my word. You know, I'm just saying what he already said. Glory to God. You know, so, and I make no apologies for it. You know, so what he already said, I say, glory to God. And he backs it up. Why? Because he said, thus saith the Lord, that frustrated tokens of the liars, make a diviner man. Huh. Yeah? Didn't he say that? Yeah. But on top of that, he said, you know, that watches over the word of my servant, confirm it, perform it. Hallelujah. So when we are sent by the Lord to speak his word, He watches over it, confirmeth the counsel of my messengers. Watch over the word of my servants who do it. Glory to God. So this word that I've spoken in your name, Lord, to your people, is blessing that I have brought. Not by my own power. I can't bless anybody. But I'm blessing them because you put the word of blessing in my mouth to bless your people with. And everybody that's here to receive this blessing, something good is happening in their life. Something significant. Something that they could not otherwise attain on their own. Something that they have waited for a long time or struggled for, whatever. And it seems that it has eluded them each time. Like the man came, you know, somebody else stepped in ahead of him every day and every time. And he said, well, I know, but I keep trying, but maybe someday, you know. And Jesus said, well, let's mix things up. Let's mix things up a little bit today. Glory to God. You don't worry about the angel. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about this. Today, we mix things up. So let's mix things up for you today. Now, what do you see, son of man? Well, I said, well, I see a basket of fruit. He said, well, what kind of fruit? I said, well, you know, I see all kinds of blessings. He said, well, whatever you see for the house, for the Walking with God house, whatever you can see, that's what I'm going to bring. So open your eyes and see again. Wow. So I open my eyes and I see. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I open and say, Lord, anoint my eyes with eyes. So let me see clearly. You know, I want to see it clearly. So now I see blessings, but I also see testings. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I can only say what I see, right? A mixed packages. But that's only to make you strong. Testings come to challenge the blessings. But the blessing that I see outrun the testings. Glory to God. So, and I see all kinds of blessings. You know, it's kind of like all kinds of packages. You just take yours, you know. And the Lord is good. I see healing, I see deliverances, I see babies, I see weddings, I see safety, I see security, I see reconciliations. That's right, reconciliations. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. Praise God, you know, and all kinds of good things. I say, well, what else do you see? I say, Lord, I see salvation in our families. You know, let them break forth. Glory to God. I see peace all around your children. You know, the alerters and the patrollers, they come back and say all is at rest, even when all is not at rest. Were they lying? No, because they are walking in a different dimension. They're in a different zone. Regardless of what's going on around, they walk in the zone of rest and peace for God's children. So I see and I declare rest and peace for every one of you in Jesus' name, and particularly for Walking with God. If you're a member of Walking with God, you are blessed today. Because today is our anniversary, and so you're blessed. Praise God. So let me round up today by saying, what a day. Started off with the anniversary of Nigeria's independence. God put some words in my mouth to speak. I'm going to have this recorded and on tape because I will listen to it later on. I ain't, you know, memorize or plan or write down anything. I don't have anything written down in front of me of what I was going to say. But the Lord said, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. Glory to God. You know, so all the things I prophesied over this nation, I myself will listen to it again and again. And I believe it, God's going to honor it. And the things I prophesied over Walking with God. Now, Walking with God is a seed. Hallelujah. You know, the seed is sown and God will make it grow. It grows by itself. It's not, you know, we want to thank every one of you that's been a part of this. My wife, number one, you know, and then everybody else. My daughter, number two, supported from day one. And many of you have been there from day one as well. But it's not because of one person or the other person. It's because of the Lord. The Lord says it is so. So it doesn't matter whether one person is here or they are not here. The Lord is doing it for his own glory. And every one of you have been so faithful. You've been so rich in coming and supporting. And I thank God for the grace that's upon your life. So lastly, for you, your individual blessings, they are in front of you. The Master, the Lord, openeth his hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. So you take it. You take what's yours. Father, I pray over your children as we close today. The word that we have spoken over this land, this nation, it's so in Jesus' name. You know, and say by the decree of the Medes and the Persians, once it is spoken, so it is. Spoken and it is so. Well, by the decree of the ordinances of heaven, we have also spoken over this nation and it shall be so in Jesus' name. And we speak over this house, walking with God, it shall be so. And we also speak over every life that is here. Blessings for you in Jesus' name. Don't worry about the testings that may come. It's a package deal. Little but God will bless and favor you beyond all of that. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.